Welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse, Jimmy Peck Court, Classic Bowl 34, Game 1. The white team leads the red team 25-22 at the half. We got a couple minutes here before we get back into it, and we mentioned your leading scores. And one of the things as you kind of look down here, and we talk about the motor. The one thing I see a lot, and I've heard a lot of coaches mention this, is the emphasis on running track as well.
Yeah.
I see a lot of track cross-country athletes here, and girls that just, you know, for the first time ever have stepped in and run track just because, you know, it just prepares you so well for some of this. So these basketball events and really any event.
Well, and we're seeing it across, you know, to your point, all of high school sports has become a bigger emphasis on track because, like you said, there's so many skills you can learn. A, you learn more about your body and how to control, you know, your limits there. A lot of form stuff, right? I mean, yeah. If you could think about it, it sounds so simple. If you could run effectively, that's going to help you out in any sport, right?
Yeah,
so learning
yeah.
the technique of that.
Well, yeah.
And, is that the mental aspect?
When is that,
you know?
Not going to
exactly
not going to hurt you? We look around here, as we mentioned. There are some valedictorians in the house. We kind of circled and you know, class presidents and stuff like that for, you know, student council presidents on the floor. And the academics really hit home. And when you kind of look at, which, you know, you get a chance to glance at not just the numbers. And, you know, we look at down these scoring numbers, 18 points a game for Stalder, 17 for Schlesman. You know, everyone's a double-digit scorer in this game, 15 for Allison Green per game. I mean, 17 for Ashland Light, Brooklyn Sink average 12. Not just the points, but then you go to start looking at those ACT scores.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive stuff, really all around. And the excellence is what's always impressive.
And not only in the classroom, but in terms of a person, right? These athletes, you know, you could say it all week of the off-the-field stuff, whether it's in the classroom or just in their community. I mean, my goodness. We could sit here and do a four-hour broadcast just for these girls and talk about their off-the-court, off-the-field, whatever have accomplishments. And things.
I could probably cobble together a pretty solid academic quiz bowl team of some sort from everybody
for sure.
on this squad. You know, as a lot of people, you know, that look at kind of what they want to do after this, and it's business and it's get my doctorate and
a lot of
success on that court tonight. Everybody here earned it. They were nominated by their town, by their community, by their coach, and for a good reason. That's why they're here to represent. And so far, great basketball game tonight, 25-22. You also don't want to forget that we gave away. We mentioned Kiara Stair, the medalist. Ty Elliott from Moreland was the medalist for the boys. And also on the other side for the golf event, we gave out a couple scholarships. Grant Thur winning the Jess Wells Memorial Scholarship and the Stephen Avis Whitaker Scholarship. That went over to Jenna Buller from Turpin, who took that home as well. And so we gave out some softball awards. West Player of the Year went to Brooklyn Bayless. Our East Player of the Year, I'm going to mess one of these up because I did not write it down.
Trumbly.
East Player of the Year was Caitlin Trumbly from Pioneer. Coach of the Year, Scott Friesen from Arnett. And our scholarship winner there went to Jolie Walker from Hammond. And baseball last night, Brett Griffith, Rappo Butler, won the $2,000 Jordy Mercer, inaugural Jordy Mercer scholarship.
How
for
cool
boys
is that,
baseball.
Man.
Very
wow.
cool. Threw out the first pitch. Jesse Gibson caught it from Shattuck. So great event there. Also, Players of the Year, Cooper Long from Laverne, Tacoma West, and King Slater of Alva, as well as Coach Dave Risen of Pioneer, which are Coach of the Year there for the baseball game. I got them all. I was going to miss someone.
It's almost like you're a pro, Trent. Almost.
Oh, we're almost there. So here we go, second half, getting underway. Going to flip-flop sides. White team going to start with a basketball going left to right as we're looking at it. Red team going right to left, and it's going to start out with Lizette Aquino on the floor. Now she flips it over to Sink. Now down in the paint, Lizette Aquino with the pass and the cut and the score. Great pass by Sink to Aquino for the assist. And
great.
Just like that, coming out of the break, two quick ones.
Yeah, great give and go straight away there. That one you can tell was set up and executed to perfection.
27-22, Hussey with it. Tries to get it inside the green, back out to Hussey. Tried to save it for it, went out of bounds. They get it to the elbow, Howry. Green driving, baseline underneath, picks up the foul, gets hacked on the arm, and she's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple the hard way. And that was going to be on number 10, Morgan Maloney, Hooker Bulldog. And one thing, Coach Stoll, right, Tyler, you've seen her a few times this year. Makes it look balletic almost at times getting in there.
She's been that way her entire career. Last year she was giving people business on this floor.
Stalder back out. Barton. Right at Boyd, and that shot altered too much, and Maddie's going to get tagged with the foul on the follow-through. And that is another foul for Boyd, and that's going to put Abby Barton at the free throw line. Cheyenne Lady Bear went to state quarters a year ago. Free throw drops for Miss Barton, who's got six. And a great Cheyenne program, consistently in the postseason, far deep runs. That's going to roll down in there for Barton. Seven for her, scores back 43-37. It's a six-point lead for the white team. Red team trying to claw back in, 11:31 to go in this one. Bouncing out over to Aragonia's crossover. Mid-paint, she comes up shooting. That's going to come out short. Nice defense that time by Red. And a rebound by Taryn Rhodes. Stalder rifles it low. Leonard Boyd tries to get down there and knocks her to the ground. And she didn't even raise her hands, but Leonard ran right into her. And Maddie Boyd's got three fouls. So we may. It's 11:15 to go. Someone may foul out. We'll find out.
Wouldn't that be the craziest thing?
Yeah.
Talk about trivia questions that we have this week. Who fouled out in Classy Bowl?
Riley's got a point tonight and misses that first one. And Grace Winter will now check in. She'll check in for Boyd. And Grace Winter leads all scorers right now with nine back in the basketball game for Maddie Boyd. And second free throw will fall for Riley Leonard. Five-point lead now. Don't look now. Once again, Red refusing to go away. Every time White pulls in front, the Red team claws back, showing some heart. No one wants to lose what could be their last game for some people in high school, or competitively maybe. Maybe
right.
Not in intramurals.
Right.
But there are quite a few that will be playing in the next level out there. Theophilus, paint, winner. Stalder on her this time. Nowhere to go. Stalder says no. Back outside. Theophilus for three. Comes off long. Rebound Abby Barton. Barton looking to run right side. Aragonias cuts her off. Picks up her dribble. And they kick it back to Schlesman to reset. Stalder wide open for three. No one found her, and you can't do that. Three. And now Holly Stalder with 10, leading all scorers. Just like that, it's a two-point game. White in front by two, 10:29 to go.
Holly knew that one was good as soon as she released it. She about turned and ran back the other way.
Davis now gives it up to Ford. Abby Ford, the winner, in the paint. Turns right hand, tough shot, rattles out. And fight for the rebound underneath, and nice board by Theophilus, but it was stripped from her. Leonard rifles it down to Schlesman, who grabs it before Davis can get there. Schlesman, free throw line, rolls out, hit the rim twice, came out, and winner with the rebound. Quickly ahead, Macy Davis, crossover for Macy, and nowhere to go, and she pulls it back out. Drive, Aragonia switches hands in the air and drops it in left hand as the buzzer sounds on the TV timeout. Aragonias showing some skill. And with 9:54 to go, white team in front by four, 45-41. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join Mike's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Sean Kelly in the K101 Weather Center, and get you a quick update on that severe thunderstorm warning. Central Ellis, southwestern Woodward counties until 8:15. That severe thunderstorm just to the east of Arnett around Harmon, moving to the northeast at about 30 miles an hour. Could see up to golf ball size hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts with that storm. The current path's going to probably bring it pretty close to Woodward here the next hour or so. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning just being issued for Woods County, northeastern Woods County, including Alva, until 8:15. 60-mile-an-hour wind gust and quarter-size hail for a storm near Avard that's moving east at 25 miles an hour. That thunderstorm warning includes Alva. Keep your radio on K101. We'll keep you updated on the weather.
And back here, Boomer Fieldhouse, Jimmy Peck Court, game one of the girls' basketball game, Classic Bowl 34, tradition like no other, Tyler. 45-41, white team in front by four, what's been a very close second half with 9:49 to go. The white team who trails, leads has won the half by a point so far. Now we're going to get some new players in, and that's going to be a miss by Addison Arms. Tipped around off the rebound, coming away with it underneath and up and in is Kirsten Hackney for two. And Kirsten cutting it to two on her coach's squad.
And her first board of the game, or her first points of the game, too. So good moment there for her.
And now that's going to be picked up down outside to Garcia. Looking for a back cutter. Nowhere to go. Over to Boyd. Boyd's going to come up shooting for three. That's going to come up short. Rebound, though, by Jellison. Hands it right back off to Maddie. Maddie Boyd drives inside off the glass. Picks up the foul. Shot won't drop for her. And they're going to call a charge on her. Unbelievable. And four for Boyd. Four fouls in the basketball game. Although it looks like they didn't tap.
Maybe they call it travel instead.
I think they called it a travel instead. Yeah. That's a tough break. Or actually a good break, because it would have been fourth foul.
Yeah.
And now red team with the basketball. Trailing by two. They can tie or take the lead here, Tyler. Addison Arms with it. Right block. Shot fake. Took it right back up. Won't go. It's tipped around and underneath the hoop, and trying to grab it is red squad. And they're trying to get it tied up, but they're going to say
Hackney lost it out of bounds there.
Hackney stepped out. 8:38 to go. Still a two-point lead for White. They've got the ball. Lights back in there. Over to Jellison. Sierra in the mid paint and comes around shooting and showing the touch is Sierra Jellison. Kansas 1A All-State selection. Second team last year. She's honorable mention this year. Garcia bounced back out. Now to Kenelson. Kenelson mid paint. And that's poked away by Light. She's got a breakaway. There's no one back there. She beats everybody down. Left hand off the glass and in for Aslan Light. And just like that, White team pulling out in front. And a little bit of Aslan Light will do that. She's got seven, 49-43 to score. Kenelson with the basketball for Team Red. They trail now by six. Left side, Hackney. Hackney lost the basketball. Took her eyes off it. Stolen away now by Garcia, and Ellie Garcia there just on the spot as Hackney was looking for someone to pass it to and kicked it off of her leg there. Ball fake, drive by Spring, comes up floating, hasn't scored since the first six of the game. That one won't fall. She looks frustrated with herself. Hackney the other way, head of steam, outside. Garcia, Diana doesn't take it. Back now to Kenelson. Kenelson on the left with Jellison in front. And they get back, and Garcia wants to reset. Good defense there by White. Red with it, Arms, didn't like it. Over to Kenelson, thought about it. Jellison hand in her face. She's going to shoot it anyway, and that's going to bounce off the back rim, and Boyd tries to fight for the board, and Light comes away with it. Another breakaway. Quickly ahead, no one back for Spring. She's wide open, right hand off the glass and down. And a breakaway. Good job that time. That was all set up by Boyd and Light. And Spring now with her eighth point of the basketball game. 51-43 White team, 6:55 to go.
That defense starting to tighten up again, and that looks like a timeout.
Coach Penner is going to take a timeout.
Ah.
6:53 left, 51-43 the score. White team leads the red team. We'll be back after this on Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
At Sealing State Bank, they're proud to be a community bank. Their philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of their customers, which is why they added the Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you're in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting the website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals who will help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. They're proud to be a part of Classic Bowl Spotlight.
Welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse, Classic Bowl 34, game one of girls basketball here at Classic Bowl. 51-43 White team, Coach Ritzky's squad over Coach Penner's squad, and Coach Penner with the timeout there as red team had cut it close, and now they've clawed back in this. They clawed it back, and now White team kind of pulling away again with just a little bit of time left here in this one as many, many scores. It's starting to light up the scoreboard a little bit here. Holly Stoller with 10. Grace Winter's got 9. Eric Gonez with 8. Spring with 8. And 6:53 remaining. An 8-point lead for Team White. Red's going to start with the basketball inbound on the far sideline. Down 8, needing a bucket. There will be one more media timeout here at the 5-minute break. Hackney with it. Nowhere to go. Back outside. Kenelson, long 3. Comes off long and goes off down on the right side. And that's tracked down by Jellison for the board, and back to Aslan Light. And Aslan Light going to set everything up. Jellison and Boyd switch places in the post. Jellison drives mid-paint, turns, shoots, showing a soft touch, won't drop. Balls on the ground, gets her own board, takes it back up strong, and picks up the foul. My question is, who will be tagged with it?
A couple girls in the area.
And that will be on a Ken Nelson. And that's going to put the free throw shooting here for Sierra Jellison. And the first one for Sierra, up and in for Miss Jellison. I believe I have her for as our fifth point. There it is.
Yeah, that's what I got to. I got you.
And quickly, she rolls it out, though. And that tipped by Garcia trying to save it, and it goes to the Red Squad. And Hackney, I think, stepped in the line.
She did.
That's the second time that's happened to her. A tough break. All she was trying to do was hustle down there and grab the basketball for Team Red, but going to stay here for White. So a missed free throw, and the ball stays with the White team, who lead 52-43. Emma Spring inbounds it under the hoop. Drummond Lady Bulldog looking for a teammate. Nobody open. Flips it over to the light far side. Ashland tries to get in. That's poked away by a winner, or Whitfield, rather. Whitfield back the other way. Tries to cross over in the paint, and it loses it off her leg. Back comes Jellison quickly. Ed Garcia, and threw it too far in front of her. As Ellie Garcia couldn't track it down. A little too much on that one. She saw it in front of her and thought, well, this is an easy two, and then rifled it a little too far.
It's one of those where you think, okay, pass is coming in, all of a sudden it's too far, and you're just like, oh, I got to sprint.
6 minutes to go, 52-43, White in front. Been a little bit of a scoring drought for Team Red. They need points here. Hackney, they left her alone. She drives inside, little mid-paint floater, won't go, forced it, rebound Light, and quickly ahead, great pass by Light to Spring, and Spring's got a breakaway. Garcia on her hip, left hand off the glass and down. And the girl who scored the first six all of a sudden has four more quick ones, and she's got 10, does Emma Spring.
Getting some easy looks, get them down.
Another assist for Ashlyn Light. I don't know what her assist numbers are, but they got to be great. Arms, long three, won't fall. Rebound Boyd, head to Garcia. Two-on-one break. Other Garcia in front of her. She flips it ahead to left side to Jellison, and that's she's fouled on the shot. It's Sierra. Hits a deck hard on that one. And that's going to be Addison Arms with the foul, and that's all she could do to prevent the easy two.
Yeah, give her credit for hustling back. I mean, she almost had that clean trip, but there's a little bit of follow-through, I think, got that foul.
And rolling out is the first one for Sierra. Going to attend Fort Hays State, going to major in elementary education. Under hobbies, she just said, I enjoy going shopping. That misses the second one. And that's going to go out of bounds. Two misses there for Sierra Jellison. So break there for Red with 5:18 to go, trailing 54-43. Red Squad needs to make a run. It's got to be now. Nelson over to Garcia. And now Garcia looking for a teammate. A couple down screens. Hackney pops out. They give it to her on the wing. She got Light on her. Tough defender and knocks it away. And those long arms, it's so hard to get around her.
And Light's probably got, what, Trent? At least three or four steals tonight. She's had a couple where it's just poke away and break away.
54-43, White team in front. One last media timeout here. Coming back at you for the last 5:06. We'll be back after this on a Classic Bowl 34 here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for all their roofing needs. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of all Classic Bowl participants.
This is Sean Kelly in the K101 Weather Center. Get you updated on a couple of severe thunderstorms we have right around the Woodward area. Severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 for central Ellis, southwestern Woodward counties. Severe thunderstorm about 6 miles north of Harmon, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and the possibility of golf ball-sized hail. Fargo, Sharon, and Harmon all still included in that severe thunderstorm warning. Have a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15. Northwestern Woods, Eastern Harper, Northeastern Woodward counties. Severe thunderstorm near Alabaster Cavern State Park, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Freedom, Alabaster Cavern State Park, and Camp Houston all included in that warning. And finally, a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 for Northern Woods County. A severe thunderstorm near Avard, moving east at 25 miles an hour with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. That warning includes Alva and Capron. Keep your radio on K101. We'll keep you updated throughout the Classic Bowl basketball.
And back here at Boomer Fieldhouse, 54-43. White team leads the Red Squad. And Coach Penner's Red team trying to claw back in with 5:06 remaining. And that means Keely Hussey back on the floor, and he's got his point guard out there to try to pull it off. Over to Green, backside Schlesman, far wing. They hand it back off Leonard. Nowhere to go. Hussey, top of the key. Schlesman, long three, hand in her face. That's going to bounce off. Fight for the rebound underneath, and Stalder tried to sky up and get it. They're going to call her for the foul on the board on the push-off. And she looked back with disgust as if she thought, that cannot be on me. But she, that was a good call there by the official. 4:44 Lightning coming to pick her up. Half court trying to get the ball out of her hands. They look inside for Winter. That's stolen away by Leonard. Good defense. She's got Hussey on her left. Light in front of her. She drives inside. She fakes the pass. Takes it with the right hand and a miss and a rebound by Aragonés. Back comes Team White. And that looks like we're going to get a timeout here. We will keep it right here. Coach Ritzky doesn't like what he's seeing. And this is what I like, Tyler. He's up 54-43 at an All-Star game, 4:28. That's how you win all those 800 basketball games, Tyler. That's
the adjustments.
That's what you got to do.
It's the adjustments, right? How many times do you think Coach Ritzky could have had about, at least a few more wins had they not blown a 10-point lead? He's learned from those mistakes over the years. So he's getting in some of those adjustments, trying to answer that trap we're seeing from Team Red.
I wonder if this will count as 8:29 officially for him.
He might count it.
I count it. I'm going to count it. He's not phoning it in. 54-43. Coach Ritzky's white squad in front of Coach Penner's red team. And those girls in the red squad showing a lot of grit. And Coach Penner getting into it over there as well, trying to figure out something. And it helps. This is where it helps to have your point guard on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to kind of be your voice out there. His point guard with his home team, the O'Keefe Lady Whippets team. And now here we go, back out on the floor. And there is a lot of length on the floor for Team White right now. Look at the size differential you can see coming out on the floor right now. Because you got Light, you got Aragonés, you got Boyd, you got Winter. As Coach Ritzky going big here, Jellison. And he's got his player on the floor too as well to lead the offense with Sierra Jellison.
No surprise there.
Over to Winter. Winter far side. Nowhere to go. She's ridden around by Green. Ball's on the ground. Green goes to get it, and Schlesman tries to rip it away. It's a jump ball. And possession arrow going to stay here. Good defense that time by Team Red with 4:16 to go, and they're running out of time. No one's hit a lot of threes in this game, as we mentioned.
Yeah, you're right about things just being a bit cold on that sense. Yeah. We'll see if we get a couple to fall here at the end.
See if the three-point contest is better luck. Winter, hand in her face, free throw line won't drop. Good defense by Stalder.
Coach Ritzky not liking the shot.
Back goes Red. Hussey, hesitation. She's double teamed, gets rid of it. Back to the wing, long three. Leonard drops it down. Riley Leonard. 4-5, just 54-46. The score. White team still with the lead in the basketball. Winter to try to tie her up. She gives it right back to Ashlyn Light, who says, I'm going to calm this thing down. She's calling for a screen. Nobody there. Gives it over to Aragonés. Crossover. Naomi pulls up, shoots a long two. 12-footer drops for Aragonés, who's got 10. And tied with Emma Spring and Holly Stalder for leading scorer honors. Stalder behind the back. 56-46, 10-point lead for Team White. Red team with the ball. Green. Green into traffic. Gets hacked inside. Runs into three White team members. And that's going to be, they're going to tag the foul on Taryn Whitfield.
No, Grace Winter.
Or sorry, Grace Winter. Apologize.
She,
the
she
other,
gave
the
a
other
little
30.
Hip in there.
Still a 10-point lead for White. 3:23 now remaining. Red team got that three from Leonard trying to add to it. Schlesman back to Riley Leonard. Baseline, no one stopped her. She rifles it back the other side. Stalder wide open. Three corner in. Holly Stalder, 13. 56-49. It's a 7-point lead for Team White with the basketball.
Crowd starting
and
to get
that
into
one poked
it.
Away. They're going to say off, and that time Hussey gets the steal. She poked it in. It went off Jellison and the change of possession there. I guess it doesn't count as a steal, but
forced turnover.
It's,
at least.
Not an official steal.
Right. Oh, Stalder.
Quick three. Stalder again. She's feeling it and drops it down. Holly Stalder, and it's 56-52, 16 for Holly.
Oh, you let Holly Stalder get comfortable. Things are changing real quick.
Boyd back out. Aragonés with the answer from the wing. That's a no good. Rebound Schlesman. Red team now the basketball down four. See if they find Stalder. Schlesman, right, knifes inside and lost the basketball going down and just lost it. She had an open spot, a lane to the hoop there.
Yeah, she got too excited there. That's the most space she's maybe had.
And Coach Ritzky's going to call another TO. 2:37 remaining, 56-52, 4-point lead for Team White. We'll be back after this. Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
House, 56-52. White team leads the red squad in front here. It's a little under 3 minutes left here, about 2:50. I'm guessing, but it's 2:52 or so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
There's about 8 seconds left here coming out of this timeout. I think Coach Ritzky only has one remaining.
Yes, we found out the timeout break up there, the 3 and 2, kind of your normal
and
side
this,
of it.
This is where you would take it because the momentum was starting to swing. Holly Stalder has caught fire. And Maddie Boyd's going to inbound it under the hoop here. And Boyd trying to find somebody, and she does find Ashlyn Light. 2:35 remaining. Behind the back dribble for Light. Hussey hounding her. She gets it ahead to Jellison. Jellison cut off half court, trying to find a teammate over to Winter. Nice hustle there by Green. They flip it back to Boyd for three from the wing. Maddie Boyd rolls it in. And the answer, there she goes for six. 59-52, and just when Red could smell it, Maddie Boyd with a big three with 2:14 to go. 2:11. And now ball to Stalder.
Uh-oh.
Lights on her now. Stalder drives, hesitates to the glass and in, and Holly Stalder refusing to go into the night with the L. 18's keeping her team hanging in. 59-51 drives. That won't fall, though, for Aragonias. That's going to be poked away and back to the Red team. Aragonias got all the way in there quickly like a bullet. Missed it and pokes it away. And Emma Spring now re-enters the game for Grace Winter.
Just
for
can
the
we
white
see
squad.
ISO Holly Stalder again here. Let's go.
Hussey trying to get to Schlesman's, poked away by Boyd out of bounds on the far sideline. Going to stay here. That was right in front of Coach Brogan Sears, who coached the softball game. Fern Tigers coach. Be inbounded now by Leonard. Schlesman, they're looking for Stalder. Shot fake. Schlesman drives baseline. She pulls up, shoots, air balls it. Got an open look and a rebound Spring. Emma Spring poked back by Schlesman. Turnover, bounce pass. Stalder, left hand off the glass and an and one. And Holly Stalder's fired up.
Oh, boy.
She's got 20. Cuts it to three. And she's going to get another opportunity. Emma Spring picks up foul number two. And Light came to get her. They tried to double-team her, and she got there anyway.
And how about the pass by Schlesman there? That was a tough pass to feed in there, so kudos to Mallory on that.
Getting the assist and one opportunity to cut it to two. Stalder up and in, took her time and knocked it down, 21. It's a two-point game for White, 1:38 remaining. They've got the ball. Boyd into Jellison. Leonard's on her. Jellison gets around Riley Leonard. Cut off inside, kicks it back out to Spring, trying to kill time. Light crashes inside from the free throw line and rolls out, hit all the rim. Fight for the rebound, coming down with its boy. Aragonias turns, shoots, and hits it. Huge rebound and put back by Aragonias. Brings it back to four, 61-57.
Naomi 51. In the bag in the second half, Trent.
Smooth. Back out. Shot fake. Schlesman gets in the paint. Left hand off the glass. Won't go. Altered by Boyd. Gets the rebound. Good opportunity, 106 to go. They're trying to take it for Maddie Boyd. They try to cut her off. Boyd gets rid of it, head to Ashlyn. Ashlyn Light to Spring, and 57 seconds now to go. White team with a four-point lead in the ball, and see if they try to play keep away here. Jellison with it. They're going to have to go get her. She goes around, gets in the paint, tries to get the foul, and does, and what's it going to call foul? We'll see if it's on the floor.
It's on the floor. Yep. Yeah, should be free throws, though. The both teams are in the bonus.
It would be Ashlyn Light. I don't think we have the – do we have the bonus in this game?
They've got it lit up. Maybe not. Maybe they're just playing it.
I think it's just play.
Yep.
Second foul there now on Ashlyn.
Schlesman.
Or Schlesman, sorry. On the ground. Nice hustle by Hussey. Goes foul on the floor for it. They're going to call it jump ball on Aragonias. That's back this way and a huge tie-up. 61-57, 40 seconds left. Red trailing with the basketball. And now Coach Penner is going to call timeout. We're going to keep it right here with 40 seconds to go. Look at this.
I mean, how about,
game.
My goodness, you talked about earlier, though. You know, White got up early, and Red just keeps fighting back. I mean, it's happened to both halves where Red just finds a way to get some big baskets. And my goodness, between Keeley Hussey's defense and then Holly Stalder. Oh, my God.
Holly Stalder.
What a way to steal it at the end.
I mean, trying to get the red team back in. 21 of the 57 for Team Red belong to Holly Stalder. And we'll see what Coach Penner now draws up. Big possession now. It's a four-point game. And they got to score quick with 40 seconds remaining. Also, more importantly, maybe if they do score, how quickly they can get into defense. You're seeing them really attack now, starting to come up full court and try to get some steals and tie-ups.
Well, and now that we know there's no free throw, you know, with the bonus double bonus, that's big too because you've got to force a turnover. I mean, you've got to do something.
If you're Coach Ritzky, you're saying, I want anyone shooting this is not named Holly Stalder at this point. And we'll see just what he brings up.
Hey, just throw the ISO. Let it happen. And we'll see what happens.
It ain't easy scoring 2,000 points, but you can see why.
It is for her, Drew. It is for her. That's why she did it.
It is 100% game on the minute that ball is tipped. Allison Green going to inbound it now. Far sideline. Looks like Light is going to be tasked with trying to stay in front of Holly Stalder. Stalder, crossover, nowhere to go. Picks up her dribble, cuts off mid-paint, flips around, poked away by Boyd. It goes right to Spring and a steal by Team White. And a turnover there by Red, and that one's devastating with 26 seconds left. Down by four, Jellison poked away by Schlesman. Jellison has to go back and get it. She's not going to get called for a push in the back defensively on Keeley Hussey. She was trying anything she could to try to make something happen with 20 seconds remaining and her team down four. Now Red going to need to steal and or foul.
Yeah, and how about Maddie Boyd, though? Hit the clutch three a minute ago and then gets the
But
here's
defense. The problem. There's no bonus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, with the free throws, you just got to either get a steal or let the basket
steal or
happen.
Foul. 12 seconds left. Boyd, skip pass. Jellison, extra pass. Eric Gonez, baseline, little floater won't fall. She's going to go to the free throw line. As she leads all scores for the white team. What a game tonight for her with 7.7 seconds left. That's going to be the third foul now on Hussey, by the way. Aragonez, who if this score holds, and I believe the 4.7.7 going to take a miracle, and that one's off the mark.
Usually a very good free throw shooter, but everybody's kind of struggled at the line tonight.
And she's going to take her time here. And rolls the second one out. Had a chance to add to that scoring total with 6 seconds left. We'll see if Red tries to score one more. Hussey with it. 3-2. She takes it right inside. Missed it. Rebound. Schlesman put back is in, but not going to be enough. That's it for the first game. Team White survives. A furious comeback by Team Red. 61-59 the final. We're going to take a break and come right back. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
This is Sean Kelly in the K101 Weather Center getting you updated on a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings we have in effect. All these are until 8:15 for southeastern or southwestern Woodward County. Severe thunderstorm around Fargo toward Tangier, down back towards Sharon, moving to the northeast about 35 miles an hour. It's probably going to start moving in. It's already starting to move into the Woodward area. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15, Central Woods, northeastern Woodward County, a severe thunderstorm about 7 miles south of Alabaster Cavern State Park. All these storms probably going to see 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and around quarter-sized hail. Severe thunderstorm warning continues until 8:15, northwestern Woods and northeastern Woodward counties. A severe thunderstorm near Freedom moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. That has ping pong ball-sized hail with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. And finally, a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 8:15 for northeastern Woods counties. A severe thunderstorm just to the northwest of Alva moving more or less east at about 25 miles an hour. Again, ping pong to a quarter-size hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. We'll keep you updated on the weather throughout the Classic Bowl basketball games this evening.
Welcome back here, Classic Bowl 34, and it's time for some awards. 61-59, the white team here. It's C.J. Montgomery going to bring you the award winners today for Classic Bowl 34. Oh, I can't hear anything.
Lady Warrior, Addison Arms. Battle Bravery in the field return to Addison for Once again, thank you all for supporting one of our basketball festivities this year with the addition of boys and girls golf, softball, and baseball. By Saturday evening, $18,000 more will be awarded in scholarship to deserving young people across Oklahoma and Texas. We have track urgency in this very area for boys basketball, and the tournament comes Saturday. We have already announced that about 1:30.
That was C.J. Montgomery here giving out some awards. So your West Player of the Year going to Maddie Boyd, East Player of the Year to Addison Light, and Addison Arms winning some scholarships, as well as Coach Tim Ritzke, who you just had a chance to play for. We have Naomi Aragonez here, our Player of the Game tonight. First of all, Naomi, what was it like there? It's a little bit of a crazy experience here at Classic Bowl with all the hoopla, huh?
Yes, especially haven't been playing since March. February was definitely rough running.
The shooting was rough, but yes. You know, you did it in other ways, yes. Found ways to score. Coming all the way out here from Guymon, what's yes. the trip back going to be like?
Oh, so boring, but I'm going to have a good nap after this.
That's it. Now, you had a chance to play with some really good players. Yes. Did anyone stand out to you kind of in practice there?
On the other team or on our team?
Yeah, on your team.
Ashlyn, I'm not sure what her last name is, but she definitely stood out to me. Hard worker, even when we were just walking through plays, she was always hustling.
I mean, in 5A, you don't get to see many of them. No. Had you played with any of those guys?
No, I didn't know any of them, really. I knew a few of them, but they weren't on my team.
Coach Ritzke is one, as you could hear, won a ton of basketball games.
Yes.
Did you learn anything in that one day with
yes.
Coach Ritzke?
Good. Learned a lot.
Good, good. Now, what happens next for you? Where do you go from here?
I'm playing basketball at Seward County.
All right, yeah.
And stay there for 2 years and see what happens next.
See what happens next. What are you going to major in, you know?
I'm undecided as of right now.
Undecided. Yeah. Well, they're going to get a great basketball player. Congratulations on a great
you.
Season. And our player of the game there, Naomi Aragonez from the Guymon Tigers. 12 points tonight. You led all scores on the white team. And really, when it looked like red was coming back, Naomi had an answer there for us. A great game tonight. Congratulations. Go enjoy it. It's a long trip
you.
Back to Guymon. Naomi Aragonez making the trip and coming to play as Coach Ritzke, Tyler. Coach Ritzke really, if Tyler can get his headset on, Coach Ritzke really coming to coach tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Fun to watch. I mean, you know, and both of them, of course, Coach Penner as well did his best. But you could see, just to see Coach Ritzke at his age still have the passion he does, even for an all-star game. I mean, it tells you right there everything you need to know about the coach he has been and what he is as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. So into that one, a two-point game. Great first one. We'll see if we can redo it on the second one. 61-59, a white team wins that one. And we're going to do it again coming up right after this. It's white versus red. It's Coach Grant Givens' squad, the Coach Grant Givens' white team against Coach Michael Howard's red team coming up after this. Classic Bowl 34 on K101.